Let me start that again. We smile. Smile with whatever understanding you have in this very moment. Understanding about anything. But let it be personal, let it be real. And if we look at what we're smiling at, the understanding, more than likely it's related to something we've experienced. Or are currently experiencing. And what just happened? Presence happened, right? You are here. You are present. Because you called to mind in a reflective, contemplative way, although I didn't say those words, an understanding, something meaningful. And something, when we understand something, let's say it's about life, birth, death, pain, sorrow, suffering, war, poverty, joy, beauty, growth, whatever, the flow of life, the flow of rivers, whatever. You really look at it, we really take it in, and we have an understanding. That understanding is itself a moment of presence. And then if we, as we integrate that, that becomes present understanding, and present understanding is a demonstration of presence. And that means that about that something that we have an understanding, a deeper, not superficial understanding. And it's an understanding. Understanding includes acceptance. Think about that. Look at what you just reflected on. Does it include acceptance? My guess is yes. And so because of that, how you will proceed regarding that something for the rest of your life is potentially changed into wisdom. So we smile with that. You see how it worked? You see what we've been working on? So that you now can see how it works. Isn't it wonderful? And some days it'll bring tears. Understanding will bring tears and empathy, and our heart will expand so big it hurts. Because now we understand it. Whatever it is universal. All beings are like myself, to quote. So then we add prayer to our day, that beings understand, that beings take a moment to reflect on the very life experiences that we all are having. And then if we reflect, we take it in, we accept. Just by the process of wanting to understand, of opening. Then an integration happens And then it's wisdom inside us. Oh, wonderful. And maho, how marvelous. We smile and sit and call to mind the same understanding, or call to mind another one that is real, true, deep. And immediately you see the presence opens because of present moment awareness. And we are all in presence. And feel the full range. Here's your senses again. Feel the full range of your own experience right now. How it feels mentally, how it feels in kind of in our emotions and our feeling nature, how it feels etherically, how it feels physically, spiritually, everything. Before we do the rest of our time, a few things. Let's reflect for a moment on what all that, again, has just happened. Depending upon what is going on in our life, presence will have a variety of sensations and feelings and kind of thoughts, but they're not thoughts. They're kind of before thought. You know, they're kind of bigger than thought. And sometimes that will be very empathetic, and we might just weep, absolutely weep, with empathy and sorrow and that kind of thing. Sometimes it will feel very buoyant, very luminous, and like we're sitting in our chair, but we're dancing. Sometimes it will be very even, vast, huge. And in each case, sometimes it will just feel so raw, so intense, so present, so inescapable. And one wonders, you know, a thought, which is fine, a thought will arise. Of it's so simple, How is it that we struggle through eons of lifetimes when it's all so simple? And the simplicity is in the understanding that you're experiencing, and it's in the directness of what you are experiencing because we've allowed ourselves to experience it. So I want to take that moment because I know the people that are here, and I know that someone has just had a death in their family, for example. We have a couple of people struggling with pain on an ongoing basis. We have a lot of we have a lot of things going on in this group field. Excuse me. And so sometimes presence is going to be really beatific. And sometimes presence is going to be really raw, but within the rawness, it's because it's beatific. But raw is intense. Empathy is intense. Sorrow is intense. Beauty is intense. Emptiness is intense. Let me just cough for a second here. Okay, so there's no right, there's no wrong, there's no it should be this and it should be that. And that's so, my friends, that's so important. Well, your experience is your presence in the moment. So be present no matter what you're experiencing. And I bow to that. I bow to you, and I bow to you for that. Because that's what the world needs, right? Right now, humanity is so checked out. Not every human being, but man, there's the leaders and all that kind of stuff, they're so checked out. How can we not see this world situation and the individual situations? So we want to feel that intensity. We want to feel that intensity. Because we are helping humanity awaken to those facts by allowing ourselves, by not turning away from it, by not stopping the experience, etc. Okay? That's why bodhisattvas are called warriors. That's why bodhisattvas are called warriors. And the bodhisattva path is the path of warrior. Warriors of compassion and wisdom. So we smile. And there it is. And it is a mandala of experiences all collected together, this presence. It has texture, etc. There's a lot going on. And it's all simple and straightforward and direct, present. And it's not other than you, but at the same time, it's not you, right? Or else you wouldn't be able to experience it, right? As long as it's subject object, this the experience is not the experiencer, but the experiencer is having the experience. So isn't that interesting? We abide in its undulations or its mountain-like stability. Both are perfect. Ride the flow of it. Sensation, contemplation, meditation. Or mountain-like abiding. Let me take a long, slow, deep breath. Breathe with the whole world. And breathe our experience. Breathe present. And as we own, we breathe presence into the world. It makes me very joyous to know that you are an embodiment of your awareness, and that that is becoming ever more tactile, true, and directly experienced by you. That's really joyous for the whole world, and for you, and for all your lives to come, because that will never go away. Love you all. Create your day.